From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome back to the interview portion of our program. In the studio with us now, Carla Bombeck is here. She's a professor of religious studies at Susquehanna University, and she happens to be the department head of the religious studies department at Susquehanna University. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Do you guys ever have snow delays at SU?
Almost never, because students are on campus. Faculty sometimes can't make it in, and they individually cancel their classes.
Okay, and everything's on time at SU, so.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to get back, probably.
All
right. Well, we want to talk about the Alice Pope, Pope Shade Lecture that is coming up, and Senator Lieberman's going to be coming to campus. So please, start at the beginning. I think we'll call attention to where these lectures come from. I think that's always noteworthy to talk about.
The Alice Pope Shade Lectureship is an annual lectureship sponsored by the Religious Studies Department in the Chaplain's Office. It is done under the gracious gift of Rebecca and Jack Mignot, and they named the lectureship in honor of her mother, Alice Pope Shade. And it's always meant to bring in a speaker who can address some issue related to religion in the United States or in the world.
And you turn to Joe Lieberman in terms of religion. That's a different hook for him. Explain what, but that's completely appropriate. I know this to be true now.
Well, it is a completely new hook. Senator Joe Lieberman was a longtime senator from the state of Connecticut, but he is also a very observant Jew, which means that he is very intentional about his Jewish practice. And that really came to the fore in 2000 when he was invited by Al Gore to be his vice presidential running mate on the national ticket for the presidency. And that was the first time that there had been a Jewish candidate on a major American political party presidential ticket.
And I think it's maybe hard to summarize, but our religiosity in the U.S. often still conflicts with our governmental, our ethics, our philosophy, our mindset. There's always a lot to talk about.
Well, you know, we do sort of lift up and are proud of this notion of the separation of church and state. But our religious faiths, our beliefs, our assumptions, our ethics often do get intertwined either individually or statewide, community-wide, nationally, with political policies, political agendas. And we are still dominantly a country that are Christian or that come from a Christian background. So we pride ourselves on being open to minorities and inviting of other religious faiths, but that can be hard to put into practice, both for the majority Christian population and for those of other faiths.
And Senator Lieberman will talk about the fact that he intertwines and his ethics guided his governmental decisions and how he ran and how he governed and how he led.
Yes, we hope that he will do that. But we also left the subject of his talk deliberately open, because when we invited him last fall, we knew that what's happening in Washington, D.C. is fast moving and changing and, you know, very quickly. And so we wanted to allow for us to ask him questions and for him also to talk about what he sees going on in the political scene in Washington, D.C. today.
Now, you hope folks will come to this who may not be, of course, won't be Jewish, may not be Christian.
Right.
What I think you or Professor Martin talked one time about the fact that nuns are the fastest growing group in the U.S., N-O-N-E-S.
Right. Those who might identify as having a background in some faith and may still have some religious or spiritual questions or interests, but would not affiliate themselves with a particular religion or even a particular denomination within a certain religion.
Well, and I just talked to somebody. I don't even remember who it was, but she said, you know, the universe has made this happen in my life, so maybe I should take advantage of it. Mm. I thought, well, your universe is what I call my God, and what somebody else may say, you know, they may have a different name for it or something, but, you know,
yeah.
Who was it that said everybody has a God-shaped hole in them somewhere? So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this lecture, you want folks to go to this. Traditionally, you've heard things that really relate to our current life and our society and our mindset and sometimes our faith or sometimes not. Why is it important that we keep this discussion going? Why is it important that Susquehanna wants to raise this up and make sure that people are talking about this? You know, why is this part of the university's mission to make sure to keep people thinking?
Because religion grounds so much of who we are, the choices we make, the beliefs that we hold. And if we're not aware of them, we may find ourselves in positions in which we do things unthinkingly, or we might find ourselves in positions in which we act against our deep-held beliefs, and ways in which might also be really harmful to ourselves and to others.
Well, and you think of maybe political viewpoints, you know, I think everybody has an internal struggle with a particular topic that relates to politics. You know, maybe their political party supports something. I think of my lovely bride, who is a Democrat and supports the abortion plank that's on the Democratic platform, but at the same time is a Catholic and is just personally opposed to abortion. So, you know, and that may present a conflict when she heads to the ballot box or when she's conversing with governmental leaders, that kind of thing. And we had a listener yesterday. We were talking about young Adam Catlin at Walmart. Well, one of our listeners called the show and said, well, you shouldn't go to Walmart anyway. As a Christian, I find it unethical to go to Walmart. So, you know, you sort of have that
but,
conflict.
But, you know, Senator Lieberman has said that part of his reason for going into politics, a big part of his reason for going into politics, was this notion of public service, that he saw that would be a real place where he could serve the public. And that came out of his Jewish background, particularly out of his grandmother, but also his parents, who really lifted that up as a value. And, of course, he also grew up in the 1950s and 1960s. And he really talks about, say, the early 1960s and John F. Kennedy's call to arms for young people to serve the country as making a huge, huge impact on him. But he sort of sees that, both his youth, but also his faith upbringing, as being really influential.
Well, and then when he got to Washington,
yes,
completely bipartisan. I mean, he was hardly a staunch Democrat. He'd be always identified as such.
You know, in the same way that he would call himself unusually an observant Jew, but also a part of the mainstream, he would also call himself a true political independent. And by 2006, he was. He did run as an independent for his U.S. Senate seat from Connecticut. But, yeah, on a lot of domestic issues, he comes out pretty Democrat liberal.
Well, but on Homeland Security.
But on, yes.
Holy smokes, he was all for the Patriot Act. I remember that.
Exactly.
I was shocked. And I mentally stopped supporting him. I never had an opportunity to vote for him again after that. But
well, and Donald Trump considered him to be the successor of James Comey for the FBI directorship position. Okay. Now, ultimately, that didn't come through. Okay. But yeah, you can. And he was a close friend of John McCain's and spoke at John McCain's funeral and supported John McCain's run for the presidency. John McCain is Republican. Okay. But he's also in the past come out in support of Hillary Clinton when she ran for president as a Democrat. So I think he is really perhaps trying to still lift up a certain middle ground, and is a believer in political compromise and believer of not just blindly following one ticket or one platform of politics. And I think that is something I may disagree with some of what he specifically holds to, but I think that sort of goal is something that Washington, D.C. is short on.
Well, what a timely lecture you have Monday.
Yes.
It is this coming Monday, the Alice Pope Shade lecture at Susquehanna University, Weber Chapel Auditorium.
No. It's in Dagenstein Theater, okay, sort of the central campus building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of parking around there, and it is this coming Monday, the 25th, at 7:30 p.m., free and open to the public?
Correct.
And you got a man who's probably got the most timely message in the world coming to campus.
I think somebody who's been involved and is still involved in Washington, D.C. circles, you know, but also can talk about sort of the faith dynamics of politics, yeah.
One as an individual in politics, even though he retired in 2012, he hasn't been silent, and he's not abhorrently anti-President Trump. I mean, he supports some of the things that he does. So, you know, he seems to dig deep for all of his good positions. So.
Yes.
Well, Carla, it looks like we're in store for a great lecture. I hope this made a good pitch for more folks to attend.
I really hope so. I mean, please come. The weather should be good. It will
Windy
be an
and
hour.
Cooler, high 40. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not too bad on
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Please come back again. I'd love to chat with you again about all of the topics we just touched on, too.
Yeah, we need a longer period of time, don't we, Mark?
Right. We have some call-ins. I see the phone lit up. Somebody couldn't take it, and they wanted to give their 2 cents. So we have a lot of President Trump supporters around here, and they would say Joe Lieberman's probably really in with the president and is very supportive. So who knows what they would have said, but we'll find out if they left a message. But
okay.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Carla Bombeck is the head of the Religious Studies Department at Susquehanna University. She's a professor of religious studies, and she is making sure that everybody knows about the Alice Pope Shade Lecture this coming Monday, the 25th, 7:30 p.m., Susquehanna University, free and open to the public at the Dagenstein Center Theater at Susquehanna University.